Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, the truth about Siamese cats. Myths and stereotypes about Siamese cats are debunked, as the author shares about the playful and affectionate nature of this cat breed. And we'll learn how, by working with IBM's Watson, guiding eyes for the blind can increase dog graduation rates and help match the right dogs to the right people. We will start with Siamese, if you please. Introduction. Many people unfamiliar with this breed have a stereotypical impression of Siamese cats as being aloof, mysterious, unfriendly, and even sinister in nature. Nothing could be farther from the truth. This misconception is often perpetuated by unfair portrayals of Siamese cats, such as in the famous scene from Disney's 1995 hit, Lady and the Tramp. In particular, the scene where the two Siamese cats, Si and Am, skulk from within a picnic basket and frighten poor Lady while singing their infamous song, the Siamese cat song. We are Siamese, if you please. During the song, the siblings, Si and Am, move in complete symmetry, all the while shooting sinister stares at Lady as if she were a delicious meal or a toy to play with. These two troublemakers sit on the proverbial throne within their owner's Upper East Side apartment, giving no care to the havoc they cause therein, cutting up drapes, knocking over vases, and attempting to snag a bite of whatever delicacies they can find. The wondrous Siamese has appeared in many other movies such as Belle, Book and Candle, and That Darn Cat. Our Siamese friends may get a bad rap from some of their movie portrayals, but we know better. In this post, we want to debunk some of the common misconceptions of the stunning and seductive Siamese. But before we have you saying Siamese, if you please, let's start with a wee bit of history first. Siamese cat breed history. Siamese cats originated in Thailand in the 14th century and are descendants of the sacred temple cats of Siam. At that time, they were reserved for the royal families, who would then bestow them on visiting dignitaries. Cats with similar pointed markings featured in the Cat Book Poems, a manuscript saved from Ayutthaya, the old capital of Siam, which was burned down in 1767. It is the best known of a number of manuscripts that provide a record of the native cats, dogs, and birds of the region at that time. They first showed up in the United States sometime in the 1800s, but more on that later. Back in the late 1700s in southern Russia, some pictures of cats, of a cat with Siamese markings, was found by a man named Mr. Palace, but it was not until the late 1800s that anything could be documented. In 1884, a British consul general was given a Siamese cat by the Siamese king as a parting gift. This was considered a great gift, as the cat had been bred in the royal palace. This particular cat had kittens, which then retired consul general gave to his sister, Mrs. Lillian Vevely. She entered them in the 17th Crystal Palace Cat Show in England on October 1885. The cats were so extraordinary that they were photographed and quickly became a favorite, and in 1902, England formed the first Siamese Cat Fanciers Club. No one is certain when the first Siamese arrived in the United States, but in April 1909, the first Siamese Cat Society of America was formed. The first documented Siamese feline to show up in the United States was a gift to First Lady Lucy Hayes. In present day, Siamese cats rank consistently in the top 10 for most popular breeds, according to the Cat Fanciers Association. While the Siamese breed was gaining popularity in the UK and US, very few people were breeding them in Siam or Thailand. In the early 1960s, breeders were becoming bored with the traditional Siamese and decided to change the conformation of the breed to the larger slimmer, more exotic cat we see today. This change caused a great deal of unhappiness among the breeders of the more traditional cats. By 1986, the original Siamese breed was no longer shown in cat shows. Many breeders stopped raising them, and it seemed the original Siamese cat was doomed. However, there fortunately were some die-hard breeders, and several organizations were formed for the preservation of the breed. The organizations put on shows and gave prizes, and today the future of the traditional Siamese cat is quite secure. The original Siamese had tails with kinks in them, but this has since been almost bred out of the breed, although not fully. There are several stories of how the Siamese cat originally got the kink in its tail, and one of our favorite ones is this. Once upon a time, at one of the Siamese temples, a beautiful royal goblet was missing. A search went on, and the goblet could not be found. In an effort to help in the search, a young cat and his wife went into the jungle to search on their own. As luck would have it, they found the royal goblet, but had no way to carry it back to the temple. A decision was made by the couple that the young wife would stay and guard the goblet while her husband went back to the temple to tell the priest. The little cat made herself a nest and wrapped her tail around the stem of the goblet to keep it safe. When her husband and the priest returned 4 days later, they not only found the cat with her tail around the goblet, but they also found five beautiful kittens. The royal cat was so conscientious about the safety of the goblet that, as a reminder of her loyalty, a permanent kink developed in the end of her tail, and believe it or not, all five kittens had one too. As the popularity of the traditional Siamese grows and it finds its way back into the main show ring, maybe, just maybe, the kink will come back too. Siamese cat appearance. Some say that today's Siamese cat almost looks like it landed here from outer space. They are a short-haired cat of Oriental type with a long, svelte body and an alert, intelligent expression. The head is long and wedge-shaped, neither rounded nor pointed, with a firm chin in line with the upper jaw. The ears are large, well-pricked, and wide at the base. The eye shape is Oriental, slanting towards the nose, and it's deep blue in color. The body is medium in size, long and svelte, with proportionately slim legs. The hind legs are slightly higher than the forelegs, the feet small and oval. The tail is long and tapering. The coat is very short and fine in texture, glossy and close-lying. The mask is completely connected to the ears by tracings. In all colors, kittens may not show full masking nor the adult color on legs and tail. Okay, let's just say they're gorgeous. Siamese cat behavior. The Siamese cat is one of the most extroverted and social cats in the world. They are a type of cat that is warm and affectionate and bonds with their human very closely, which means that the Siamese is not quite as independent as other cats. Having this close relationship with their human, they prefer and enjoy the inside restrictions of the home with their owners. They are a people cat, like no other cat, for they love to be on your lap, on your bed, at your dinner table, and in your heart. They are generally very dedicated and loyal to their owners and love to talk. Many cat owners say their Siamese will always tell them what is on their minds, and they are not shy about making their demands known. The Siamese meow has been compared to the cries of a human baby. The intensity of the vocalization should not be prolonged if you are smart enough to understand what they want. Most of the time, the Siamese will talk at conversational levels, and they will always have something very important to say. So, the Siamese is very talkative. They are also very demanding, which makes them unsuitable for some elderly people. Always playful and loving, the Siamese breed does not entail the normal aloof feline attitude. They are known as the eternal kitten, the cat that never grows up. They display a more social personality than other breeds, even in the presence of other domestic animals. They are a joy to own and even more fun to watch as they play among themselves or with the other cat and dog residents with whom they live. However, they are usually dominant in their relationships with the cats of other breeds. Some cats don't seem to want anything to do with human beings, but Siamese aren't this type of breed. If you enjoy cats because they go off on their own all the time and don't need any maintenance, this is not the cat for you. In fact, the personality of these cats is often described as just the opposite, high maintenance. Be ready to stroke and cajole these guys for lots of folks. That's what they're looking for in a cat. In that case, this is your kind of cat. Siamese are also the type of cat that wants all the little toys and wacky gadgets to play with. In fact, they almost need them. So, we would suggest going out and buying the works for your Siamese cat. All the toys, the cat condos, the cat gyms, the fancy cat posts, upscale treats, the works. The cat condo, yeah, we love that one too. Siamese cats are very comical and can be quite clumsy as well. If you've ever owned one of these cats before, you'll know that they are already up to something and that their antics can be quite entertaining. These don't tend to be the kind of cats that run and hide when strangers walk into the house. They may be shy for a few minutes, but in the end, they won't be able to resist coming up to your friends and brushing their tails across their legs, literally begging for attention. That's the Siamese cat. Siamese cat intellect. In the hierarchy of cat intelligence, the Siamese stands on top. It has been indicated that Siamese and other Oriental Shorthairs are the most intelligent of all domesticated cats. Anyone who has owned one will brag about the amazing feats that these cats can accomplish. You may want to cat-proof your home, for a Siamese can learn how to open doors, cabinets, and latches. Actually, these cats love the challenge of these feats and will not give up. They find creative and unusual ways to get into trouble. Because of their intelligence, Siamese are very lively and entertaining. They can also be very demanding and can be totally involved in their owner's life. Siamese do not like to be ignored and always want to be the center of attention. They regard themselves as people instead of cats. One thing for sure, you will never be bored if you own a Siamese cat. Siamese cat common medical problems. Unfortunately, just like with all breeds of cats, the Siamese also has certain medical conditions to which it is genetically predisposed. Many people know about the cross-eyed and kink tail abnormalities inherent in the Siamese breed, but these problems have been all but completely eliminated through careful breeding. There are two problems, however, that are still present in the genetic code of this breed. These two problems are gingivitis and a liver-destroying disease called amyloidosis. While gingivitis can be prevented through proper dental care, amyloidosis is a much more serious illness caused by abnormally high levels of amyloid deposited in the liver. Amyloid is a fibrous protein, and when high levels are present in the liver, it can cause hemorrhaging and renal failure. Symptoms include yellowing of the skin or eyes, vomiting, lack of energy, enlarged abdomen, anorexia, and excessive thirst in the presence of excessive urination. Expert opinion. We wanted to hear firsthand from a Siamese cat expert, so we contacted Emily Thompson, owner of Thai Treasures Cattery, who specializes in Siamese cats. Thai Treasures is a family-run cattery located in Ontario, Canada, who breed classic Siamese cats in the original four colors only, and strive to preserve the look of Siamese cats that was popular in the 1950s to 1970s. They are registered with the Traditional Cat Association. We had the delightful opportunity to speak with Emily and her daughter, Alaya, and did our usual interview Q&A for a firsthand perspective. Here's what they shared with us. We asked, what is it about Siamese cats that made you choose to breed them? And she answers, I grew up with a Siamese cat. She passed away when I was 11. The cat was at the age of 19. It was hazy memories of her that made me want to add another Siamese cat to our family. I honestly had no idea what I was in for, but I don't regret it for a second. I decided to begin breeding Siamese because of how difficult it was to find a reputable breeder when I was searching for my own newest edition. I came across some pretty shady people calling themselves breeders. I wanted to give people a trustworthy breeder to adopt their next feline family member from, one that puts the care of their kittens first and foremost, and who makes decisions backed by scientific research. What's unique or special about the Siamese cat from other cat breeds? Siamese cats have many of the qualities that people look for in a dog, with a lot less work. They fetch, greet you at the door, and follow you around the house. They are intelligent and quick learners with the right motivation and can be easily trained to walk on a leash and to follow commands just like a dog. Sadly, they have a bad reputation that is completely undeserved. Many people think Siamese cats are vicious and mean. This is so far from the truth. A well-bred, properly socialized Siamese cat is one of the most affectionate felines you'll ever meet. They have that man's best friend quality while still retaining the independence and grace that makes them feline. What's the best thing about owning a Siamese? Siamese cats are endlessly playful and they never grow out of it. If someone in my house touches a feather wand, they all wake up ready to play. They jump, leap, and do acrobatic spins trying to catch the feathers, or they stalk and pounce with that adorable bum wiggle cats are so well known for. They can keep it up for a really long time, too. Even the cats in my household that are approaching their senior years still play as actively with their favorite toys as they did when they were kittens. They play with each other a lot, too, running, chasing, and wrestling to burn off their excess energy. It's hilarious just to sit back and watch their antics. What's the worst thing about owning a Siamese? Well, they vomit a lot. Siamese cats' mouths are shaped a little differently than most other cats, and because of this, they lap up food like water. This causes them to eat very quickly. When they eat too fast, they are likely to regurgitate their food. Although there are foods designed just for the breed that decrease the amount of regurgitation, it's annoying and gross to have to clean it up so frequently. If someone has never owned a Siamese cat before, how would you advise them before purchasing or adopting one? The best advice I can give is to adopt two. Siamese cats are a very high-energy breed. They are also incredibly social, both with their people and with other animals. It can be hard for some people to keep up with a Siamese cat, especially during kittenhood. Adopting two takes some of the pressure off of you. They can keep themselves entertained when you're away or unavailable for play and snuggles. I would also advise that you be prepared for a cat that talks a lot and loudly. Not all Siamese cats talk, but most do. Their voice is often mistaken for the cry of a human baby. It can get very annoying if you're not prepared for it. Are they more or less maintenance than other cat breed? Both. They are high maintenance in their need for affection, attention, and playtime. They don't do nearly as well when left alone for long periods of time, and they prefer to have a friend around for company. On the other hand, they are low maintenance in the grooming department. Most shed very little and don't require much brushing. We rarely groom our cats, other than their claws. They do a splendid job of taking care of their fur all by themselves. Assuming Siamese is your favorite breed, what would be your second choice of cat and why? My favorite breed other than Siamese would be the Havana Browns. They are relatives of the Siamese and share some of their personality traits, but they are strikingly different. Havanas are solid brown in color, the same color as a chocolate point Siamese, but without the points, and have very green eyes. All Siamese cats have blue eyes, and after breeding them for so long, blue eyes are not as eye-catching as they used to be. Are Siamese good around young children or better in an adult family? Siamese cats, if socialized properly, are excellent with children. They will tolerate much more from a child than they will from an adult, as long as it's not cruel. My daughter can do things to the cats like wear them as scarves, hold them upside down, pretty much whatever she wants. I couldn't get away with half of what she does. Many will also tolerate being dressed up in doll's clothes and pushed around in a toy stroller. A friend of mine owns one of retired girls, and her 3-year-old son grabs the cat under the front legs, holds her to his chest, and spins in a circle as fast as he can. And the cat loves it. Funniest moments you've ever had with one of your Siamese cats? Hilarious moments happen every day, so it's difficult to choose the funniest. Most of our funny moments are due to the clumsiness of some of our cats. The first funny moment we had with a Siamese was with our foundation queen, Sophie. My daughter, who was 8 at the time, was playing with Sophie using a homemade toy on a string. Sophie got so caught up in what she was doing that she flew headfirst into a chair. She kept on playing like nothing had happened. We were lucky enough to catch it on video. It has been dubbed the smack. And if you had to describe the Siamese cat in one word, what would it be? That's impossible to do. There are so many words that describe them. On top of that, each cat is unique. We could possibly describe one Siamese in one particular moment with one word, but never the breed. Here are a few that come to mind, though. Loyal, energetic, playful, affectionate, and intelligent. And from IBM.com, built with Watson, how can you increase the number of qualified guide dogs? Guide dogs are often the eyes of the blind. By working with IBM Watson, guide dogs for the blind can increase dog graduation rates and help match the right dogs to the right people. The demand for service animals to help visually impaired people is perhaps higher today than ever before. So the question for guiding eyes for the blind quickly became, how can we improve dog graduation rates and increase our supply of qualified guide dogs? Even with a rigorous 20-month training program at a cost of $50,000 for a single dog, training success rates had hovered around 30%. While guiding eyes had spent decades collecting detailed information about puppy raisers, trainers, dog genetic maps, and medical records, they never had an efficient way to analyze and utilize their data to improve success. Jackson, an IBM data story. That's why they turned to Watson. By working with Watson, guiding eyes can find insights from the organization's 500,000 medical records and over 65,000 temperament records. This data, put to work, allows guiding eyes to match key characteristics and personality traits of trainers with the appropriate dog's temperament, medical and genetic data. Working with Watson, guiding eyes anticipates to see dog graduation rates improve by at least 20%, putting more resources into what they do best, training more guide dogs to keep up with demand. To guiding eyes, nothing is more important than matching a blind person to the right set of eyes. With Watson, they can now use the massive amounts of data they collect to do just that. This is just one example of how businesses, doctors, and educators and governments are working with Watson. In 45 countries and 20 industries, Watson is helping people make sense of data so they can make better decisions while uncovering new ideas. And finally, finding the perfect cat sitter on Tailster. Tailster says, since we launched our Tailster cat sitting service in January 2016, we've had a lot of demand from owners and have had many wonderful experienced cat carers join the site. We understand finding a cat sitter can be a very different experience to finding a dog sitter or dog walker, so how can you go about finding the right sitter for your cat? Since cats are often highly territorial, they are usually more comfortable staying in their home environment while their owners are away. Many find the experience of being put in a cattery an uncomfortable one, far removed from the home they are used to. Because of this, the vast majority of our cat sitting bookings involve a sitter coming to visit your cat at home. Here are some details you might like to consider that will help you find the perfect sitter for your cat. An attention-seeking Burmese might need more and longer visits than a timid cat who hides under the bed at the first sighting of a stranger. Most owners opt for 1 to 2 visits per day and may use a timed feeder to provide additional food between visits. Let carers know what you expect from a visit. Some owners will just want someone to pop in, give their cat fresh food and water, and clean the litter tray, but someone with a playful, sociable cat might want someone to spend more time with them. Also, think about whether you want the carer to do anything else when they visit, like watering your plants. Does your cat have any allergies or a special diet? Do they have a medical condition which requires attention? We have a specialist on the site who is certified in administering medicine, including veterinary nurses. Also, is your cat an indoor cat or an outdoor cat, or do they have access to the outdoors? Some owners would prefer a sitter who stays overnight and house sits as well. Let carers know if this is what you are looking for so they can quote appropriately. A number of our pet carers often offer boarding for cats. While this is a much rarer occurrence, it is possible, so make sure you pop that in your description if it's a requirement that you have. We always recommend meeting a potential pet sitter to make sure that both you and your cat are comfortable prior to booking. If your cat will be staying with the carer, visit their home to ensure it is suitable for your cat. It is useful to run through any routines with your sitter, show them how to use the keys and entry systems, and to exchange important information, such as your emergency contact and your cat's vet. And that is from Tailster. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your cats. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.